My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I want to start with Brandon Ayuk. And we're going to play a bunch of the sound for you. Kyle Shanahan, who, by the way...
A lot of stuff today.
His stuff game was turned all the way up.
So great.
I want to, hey, can we, would it be okay the next time we talk to Kyle? I don't know if I'm going to get the chance to do it tomorrow or not. I probably got a boogie out of there in Santa Clara before he talks. I don't know. But if I ever get sort of like an opportunity to talk to Kyle when it's not in a setting where people are waiting for real questions, I want to know if he hears himself. And stuff. Like, do you know how often you say and stuff? I want to know, like, do you know that we count them when you get interviewed? I'd love to ask him that question.
I would love to ask him a question in an open forum as Kyle. Ask him a question with all the stuff.
What's your question?
I'm just wondering in stuff about what your plans are at wide receiver and stuff. If Ayuk is not ready and stuff to come into camp and stuff. And I know Pearsall's on the NFI and stuff. And so is it going to be a chance and stuff for maybe Trent Taylor and to come in and stuff, and maybe be a, you know, what's your wide receiver plan and stuff?
And that's a great question.
That is a good question, yeah. Let's see if I can get some stuffs here. Here's Kyle Shanahan on how Ayuk potentially missing some camp time could impact his play in the regular season.
Anytime you, don't get a practice like you're used to, the NFL season's real hard, so anytime you don't really get to prepare the right way in training camp, it's a challenge for all those players, and the tons of players have gone through it. Some have bigger challenges than others. Each one's different. You know, I don't remember Debo missing much. I think we got him done the first couple days, from what I remember. Bosa, just, you know, the way a D lineman is, I think it's a little bit different, but then getting in football shape, no matter how hard you work out, it's tough. It's tough to catch up throughout the season. So both of those guys have their individual experiences with it. It never helps, but it's something that's not a new thing. It's something you got to deal with.
Okay, no stuffs in that one, but I heard a bunch today, so we'll have more from Kyle Shanahan. And then here's John Lynch, and this is a back and forth with our buddy Tim Kawakami with regard to the latest. Is Ayuk reporting, and what is the state of negotiations?
Has Ayuk reported? Do you expect him to report? He hasn't.
Well, they still have another hour and change, you know, until, so I don't know if he is here, but we expect all our players to report and be here.
Any understanding with him that you will continue to negotiate? Is there any, like, to get?
We've had great communication. We started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize it. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame, but, we're Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
Okay, and he has officially reported. There, to me, is only, if you take, and that was 37 seconds, if you take anything from it, just grab the last two words and move on with your day. We hope that you don't stay here and listen to Willard and Dibs. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and Brandon's personal coach and our friend TJ Houshmandzadeh will be here in 45 minutes. But did you hear the last two words that John Lynch said when
The
last two words when he talked about Brandon Ayuk being a big part of this team. Did you catch the last two words?
Tell me what they were.
Let's hear it one more time. I want everyone to listen for the last two words.
As Ayuk reported, do you expect him to report if he hasn't?
Well, they still have another hour and change, you know, until, so I don't know if he is here, but we expect all our players to report and be here.
Any understanding with him that you will continue to negotiate? Is there any, like, to get?
We've had great communication. You know, we started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize it. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame. But, you know, we're Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We expect that it will be this year.
This year.
This year.
This year. There's your two words. It's all you need to know. It's the only thing anybody's thinking about right now, and it should be. And now, I'm not calling the Niners disingenuous. Do they want to sign him to an extension? Maybe, probably. Have they offered him something? Maybe, probably. Am I 100% sure that they have? No, I'm really not. Because I also know that while they're being straightforward to the level that they can be, I don't take what's happening at press conferences to be gospel and a Bible. It's just not. And so the 49ers absolutely, unequivocally are using the leverage that they have, which is we are trying desperately to win the Super Bowl this year. And we've got a lot of things to figure out after that. And we will figure them out after that. And that might mean that Brandon is still a Niner, and it might not. And everybody's just going to have to be like Steve Wilks, be built for this.
And I don't know if Brandon is built for it.
Might not
but
be.
He's going to have to be. And if this is the situation where they're not going to extend him another offer, or they're not going to come to terms, and he's going to play out the fifth-year option, then he really has no option, which is why he reported today to camp. Because if you're Brandon Ayuk, you understand that the big bag does not happen now. If it doesn't happen now, it only happens at the end of one more really good, productive year, and maybe it doesn't happen as a Niner. And that's something that only you can control based on your effort and your productivity.
Yeah. This has gone very well for the San Francisco 49ers. Watch the breadcrumbs. Just look at the breadcrumbs and kind of see what they've been doing. And for me, again, we talked about it yesterday. The doc on Netflix, I found helpful. Conversations with others who have been through this before, like TJ, who we'll have another one with here coming up, have been helpful. But when you start to put the puzzle pieces together with the 49ers are listening to trade offers on their wide receivers. And then it was, but they've told Debo. Debo's been promised that he won't be traded. And then the next thing was, actually, no, Debo might be traded. And then you come out of the draft, and what do? First round pick. Let's do a wide receiver. Actually, let's get another one in the fourth round, too, just to be sure. All right, so now we got a couple of new young wide receivers that we really like. And you come out of the draft, and you go, you've got this trade talk. Silliness. We never really were considering that at all. Then a line of teams come out and go, well, that's funny, because we were in a conversation with you that got pretty far, but we offered you a second. You wanted a first. And Brandon's over here the whole time on social media going, this is really making me mad. And so he goes on a public tour trying to sort of curry favor in the whole thing, skips OTAs. But again, what has sort of been a theme between you and me on this show? Don't listen to the words. Watch the actions.
Yeah.
They drafted a wide receiver with their first round draft pick. Forget who called the Steelers and where Jaden Daniels is in TikTok. Forget it. That's all the noise. They drafted a wide receiver with their first round pick. That tells you that they are getting ready to move on from one of their current wide receivers. They don't want to do it this year, and they are going to be beyond hesitant with the idea of signing up for either one of them longer than they currently already are. And so they keep all their options. Everything's still on the table.
Yeah, and according to Ian Rappaport on his Twitter at Rapsheet, the team has not held extensive contract talks since May. And because of that, Ayuk has requested a trade. And that's a tweet that came about 3.5 hours ago. And so you think about that. And if they've not held extensive contract talk since May, that's now 2 months removed, and that's where you get Ayuk getting mad, and that's where you get they say they don't want me, and that's where you get him requesting a trade. And now here we are at camp, and there have been no contract talks, and it does kind of parallel the Klay Thompson journey, I think, about, you know, the contract that was reportedly offered back in October, and Ayuk was reportedly offered $26 million a year back in about May, I think, the Mike Silver report. And, you know, whether or not that was true or not, since then, it's been all quiet on the Western front. Same thing with Klay. And then Klay got to a point where he wanted to go elsewhere. And unfortunately for Brandon, he doesn't have that opportunity now, but he probably will in January or February or March.
888-957-9570. We'd love to take your calls today. What do you want the Niners to do? Like, as we sit here now today, gathering information, listening to what you're hearing them say, knowing that Brandon has actually reported, is reported to camp on time. Like, how do you want to see this play out? What do you want him to do?
For me?
Yeah.
I want them to have him play the fifth year option. And it's uncomfortable and it's unfortunate, but I think the alternative is you give him whatever the amount of money is, 26, 28, doesn't even matter. But then you get to the end of the year, and either he or Debo is going to have to go. Without a doubt, that's going to have to happen. So for me, I want them to have him play on his contract, fifth-year option, $14 million, as you mentioned, more than he's made his first 4 years combined. You play for $14 million, you go out and have a year like you did last year. Now you're going to get a free agent contract, and maybe it's not with the Niners. Maybe you get to go be a Commanders. And then the Niners get a third-round comp pick as a result in the 2026 draft, and that's the way you go about it.
Or you tag him.
I don't want them to tag him.
Why not?
Because
they could have him for another year.
That's a losing proposition for
Why?
Me. Because then you're paying him $27 million, $26 for 1 year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so then you're paying Debo $28 and you're paying Brandon $27 under the tag? Or
1 year?
Right. To me, that's not necessary. You drafted Ricky Pearsall. And unless you really blew that draft pick.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
We don't yet.
What if he's no good?
I would rather have them have him play under the 14.1 and at the end of the year, whatever happens, happens, and let him move on. Let him go somewhere where he can get 185 targets, because I think that is more what he wants to do. I think that's the player that he could become. I can't put myself in his mind, but this offense, it makes no sense to pay two wide receivers that kind of money.
Yeah, I don't know that Brandon, you know, I know we talk about that. Brandon would like to go where he gets more targets. I mean, sure, anybody wants more targets, but I really, I think this is just about money. I don't think it's about anything else. I think Brandon would be just thrilled with his not as many targets as you get if you play for Jacksonville. Like, I think he'd be just thrilled as long as he gets his money. And
TJ said, TJ Houshmandzadeh, who joins us at the top of the hour, he said he just wants to win.
And he wants his money.
He wants his bag, of course. I mean, but he wants to win.
Well, I mean, that's why I do wonder what was actually offered to Brandon. I really do. I do wonder. Because while ego is strong and the need for respect is very high, all of that is intoxicating and it's at a huge level in pro sports, and I get it. As a wide receiver, if you're truly being offered 5 years at $26 million, to play with Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy and Trent Williams and Christian McKinnon, like, if you're really being offered that and you're like, nah, I'm gonna play 20 more games, put my body on the line for 20 more games in the hopes of getting 28 and a half and playing with the Broncos. I mean, you're
just
playing.
Depends what that guaranteed number is, too, right?
But you're playing a hell of a game of chicken, man.
For sure.
You're playing a hell of a game of chicken.
Or if you're Ayuk and you play this year for 14.1 guaranteed, and then they tag you for 26, that's also guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's $40 million guaranteed for the next 2 years if they want to go that route.
Right.
As opposed to maybe he had a 4-year deal on the table, 4 years and 104, but only 30 of it was guaranteed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.